Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live weekly local show for 20 years right here on KFBK on the issues of aging, California's single best source. I don't care who else you go to, you're not going to find a better source. I don't care what you read, you're not going to find a better source. If you haven't read my book, you should, Navigating Frailty. Welcome to the show. My name is Bob Scrivano, your host. I've got a ton of stuff to talk about this morning. For those of you that care about the issues of aging, you care about your family, you care about loved ones. If you are just of the belief that somehow your family is going to escape all of this, then this show's probably not going to be of interest to you. But if you're someone who has watched a family struggle with an aging loved one, a parent, a grandparent, if you've struggled with that person, if you don't know what to do, if you have lived through the difficulty that is taking care of someone who is failing, then this is the way, or this is the place you want to be. I have a lot of stuff to talk about today. You're going to need a pencil and paper because I'm going to ask you to write stuff down. I have some exciting new things to talk about, a new workshop coming up. Just a bunch of other stuff that is going to be brand new. I have at least 10 articles I want to read from today. So glad to have you with us. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what they're talking about when it comes to the issues of aging. Personal opinion only, folks, just because somebody has a law license doesn't mean they understand the issues of aging, doesn't mean they understand Medi-Cal, doesn't mean they understand admission versus observation, doesn't mean they understand how Medicare works or rehab works or the process of doing this. But I'm not an attorney, but I've been doing this for 30 years, and I've been on the radio program here for 20 just talking about the issues of aging. So if there's somebody in your family you care about and they're getting older, I will guarantee you 100% that you will wind up taking care of somebody before you die and before they die. It happens in every family. So if you believe you're going to escape it, you are making a huge mistake. Remember, I'm not an attorney, I don't practice law, I don't give legal advice, I have a California insurance license. Doesn't have anything to do with anything other than I have one, and therefore I have to tell you that I have one. I have a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, California, so is my bond, that says I can prepare legal documents at your direction and request. Yes, I know most people have never heard of such a thing, but I actually have one for 14 years. I'm going on 15 years. What else? I'm a notary. Doesn't have anything to do with anything, but I probably ought to tell you that. And I cannot program your yardage finder for the golf course. Those are the things I can and can't do. And everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should never, ever, 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 ever be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. It is my opinion only, although my opinion most of the time is correct. So, big news this week. Write this down. Write these two things down. First of all, my office number. 800-999-8007. I'm going to give you about 10 chances today to make a real difference for your family. So start by writing down my office number, 800-999-8007. And then my website, assetsandaging.com. Again, write it down, ASSETSAND. AGING, assetsandaging.com. Got it? Assetsandaging.com. You're going to want to remember that because I'm going to refer to it several times today, and I'm going to direct you there. If you don't have a computer, have one of your kids, have your grandkids, they all know how to use. Your 8-year-old knows how to use a computer. By the way, computers, you know, in today's world, folks, computers are nothing you need to be afraid of. You're not going to delete all your information. So I think they could help seniors more than anything. But a lot of seniors I know are afraid of computers. They're going to hurt somebody or something. I don't know. Assetsandaging.com. The reason why is if you go there today, you're going to find a brand new subscription service. And you can play around on my website. You can also find my archived radio shows. You can find all kinds of stuff. Information, how to contact me, upcoming workshops, which I'll talk about in a few minutes. But what you can really find a lot of is you can go to my website and you can see my brand new subscription service. My subscription service for a small monthly fee. It's not much. It's like $7, $8 a month. I don't know. You can sign up and you will have access to members only. For instance, we have posted in the members only section about 15 videos on all the subjects related to long-term care, to taking care of a family member, a special newsletter, special invitation-only events that will go only to subscription members, special workshops only for subscription members. It's a chance for you to make sure that, once again, you are never without information. You are never without the right answers when it comes for planning for your family. You're going to get a taste of my new newsletters, which are going to have, for members, videos embedded. You'll get a free copy of my book for the premium membership. You'll get a special newsletter that'll go out only to members. We've spent a year developing this, and I'll tell you what, for the money, it's worth every penny when it comes to losing $9,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 a month paying for long-term care. A few bucks spent every month making sure that everything you have is safe and protected, and you can make wise decisions. When you want information on admissions versus observation, it'll be there on the premium sites, on the subscription sites. You won't have to go anywhere else. You'll have a one-stop resource center on the issues of aging. I'm just so excited about it and proud of it, because we have literally worked a year on getting this right and getting the information in, and get my blog. You'll get a blog with information only for members. My archived radio shows, my archived podcasts will only be available to subscription members. And so you can go there and look up a radio show or a podcast, for instance, that's talking about a subject that you need to hear about, and there it'll be. Or you can look up a video. I record the videos myself. They're to the point. They're 4, 5, 6 minutes long, so they're each on a specific topic, and you can go there and get information. You can get a hold of me. You can set up a free appointment. Again, there'll be members-only information. There'll be members-only newsletters. There'll be members-only events. When something changes, the members will know that way before the public knows that. So spend some time on my website today, assetsandaging.com, and sign up for a subscription. No, it's not free, because there's going to be a lot of content. I have probably spent 20 hours on editing and preparing videos and newsletters and blogs alone just for the subscription site. I'm going to have links posted on the subscription site to articles for instance, how do you get information on admission versus observation? How would you get a hold of a moon form? You don't even know what a moon form is, but that will be there. Making sure that your family is prepared, and that when you need information, it's going to be available to you. I am very excited about the subscription site. It's going to have information that nobody else is going to have. And it's not expensive. We designed it so everybody can afford it, even from the basic to the premium subscription sites. Everybody can afford it. It's not, you know, it's affordable. Let's put it that way. So go play around on my website today. Take some time. I think you'll find the subscription sites interesting and available and are going to be immensely helpful to the members of your family and to your community. You will no longer have to wonder how to pick the best nursing home or the best assisted living, because I'll probably have a video on that. I'll probably have a blog on that. I'll probably have information. And we're actually thinking of setting up, and I think, in fact, talking here, I think we're going to set up a members-only phone number, an 800 phone number where you can call me as a member with your member number and ask me a question, and I'll get back to you and answer it. And I'm just really excited about it. I can't tell you how long I worked on this, trying to make sure it was something of value. There's no product sold on it. I'm not selling face moisturizer. Or, you know, depends, or I don't know, whatever. It's all about information so that you as a consumer and you as a listener of this show and you as someone who loves somebody who's failing will have the answers you need or access to the answers you need on all of the issues of aging. I don't know how many blogs I've ever written. I've started to write. I've got maybe 2025 in process right now with information on how to pick a nursing home. How does Medi-Cal work? How does admission work? How can I pick the best rehab facility? What's the best way to get into assisted living? All of the things that you're going to need to know as time comes, I'm going to be doing special workshops just for subscription members. That will be information that's not available. Part of my problem, folks, is I'm sitting here in my office right now as I record this, and I am surrounded literally by piles of stuff and information. I'm going to get to this in the second half hour, I hope, but I've got a whole bunch of other stuff I want to talk about today. These links are all going to be made available. So all the articles that I'm going to use today, if you were a subscription member, you would have the links to those, and you could go read them. I want to almost overwhelm you with the amount of information that's going to be available as this chugs along. So spend some time in my website today, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging. You can also, while you're there, sign up for my next workshop, which is June the 1st. We had a great little workshop yesterday. Again, people always leave my workshops more prepared than when they got there. When you subscribe to my subscription service and become a member, you're going to be more prepared than you were before for what's going to happen to your family as you age, as the aging process takes over, as frailty takes over, as illness takes over. You know, everybody wants to stay home and die at home, but the reality is somewhere around 60 to 80% of all people die in a building, not at home. So what are you going to do when that reality hits your family? 800-999-8007. Or go to my website, sign up for the new member service, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com. Don't miss out on the opportunity to be informed, to be ready to go. You can tell your friends. One of the great things about the membership service, you don't have to get up at 5 o'clock to listen to the radio show. You'll be able to listen to it during the week because it'll be on the members-only archive. You can listen to it when you want to listen to it. You can read when you want to read. You can come back to something. If you only caught the end of the show today, you'd be able to come back and catch the show from the beginning. or the podcast or my members only newsletter. So thank you for listening. Take some time to go do that. Assetsandaging.com. And don't forget while you're there to sign up for my workshop, or you can call me at 800-999-8007 to get into my new workshop on June 1st. Okay, I want to go to one piece of news that I just had to write a note to myself. Tennessee, yeah, I warned about this on the radio 5 years ago, 6 years ago, because it was being talked about. And nobody paid any attention to me. And Tennessee will become the first state in the union to block grant Medi-Cal. And they call it Medicaid. Well, Bob, well, this is really important news. And other states are going to start doing it because there's lots of reasons. And I don't want to go into all the reasons, because your eyes will glaze over and you'll go, what in the world is this guy talking about? But here's right now, the state gets all the money it wants for Medi-Cal. There's no limit to the amount of money because the feds will match it in an unlimited amount. That's why all the states wanted to do Medicaid, Medi-Cal expansion, because they get unlimited money from the federal government. Under block grants, what happens, and I'm just going to use numbers for an example. The state of California in their budget, let's say, or Tennessee, which is going to be the first state to do this, and there are going to be more, mark my words, they allocate, let's say, $5 billion to Medicaid or Medi-Cal, depending on the state. I'm just picking a number out of the air. When the $5 billion is gone, there's no more money. So agencies, hospitals, doctors, nursing, all everybody is going to have to operate under the fact that there's no longer unlimited money. Because right now, there's an open checkbook. Why do you think the state put so many states put so many people on Medi-Cal, Medicaid? It's because they get unlimited money from the feds. Well, under block grants, that would stop. And once you ran out of money, once the state, once it doled out its $5 billion, there would be some exceptions and safety nets. There's no more money. So this happened a couple years ago when the waiver program in effect in California, the waiver program to pay for assisted living, Medi-Cal paying for assisted living, went basically broke and shut down and was out of money for like a year and a half. And there was no waiver program. So people couldn't get into the waiver program, which helps low-income people get assisted living, paid for by Medi-Cal. Follow it carefully. It's not in California yet, but I told you on this show at least 5 years ago that this would happen eventually, and it is happening now in Tennessee, and we can expect it's going to spread to other states. Okay. I want to go through a couple things here with you, and I just want you to listen. And then in the second half hour, I want to spend a lot of time in an article from, where's this article from? This is from, this was in USA Today, but I think it's from the Detroit Free Press initially. And you're going to want to listen to the second half of this show. But in the first, rest, what I got time left with here, I'm going to just go over some articles that came up in the last couple weeks. I've had them on my desk for a long time, but I haven't had a chance to get to them. A Medi-Cal recipient, 101 years old, evicted from a Santa Rosa nursing home. She was evicted. Now, they finally got lawyers involved, but she was evicted. 101-year-old woman. By the way, if you don't think that nursing homes and hospitals are doing this now, you are not paying attention. They do it under the guise of rehab. Hospitals kick people out because they haven't been admitted, they're under observation. Nursing homes kick people out because their rehab days are up or because Medi-Cal or Medicare is not going to pay for the rehab. This is going on in spades right now. So, Medi-Cal recipient, 101 evicted. What? I want to get the right nursing home. What place was she in? Shoot, I can't find it. But it's here somewhere in the article. If you want to read it, you can just Google Medi-Cal recipient 101 evicted, and you'll get it. But it's from the Santa Rosa Press Democrat, and so it was a nursing home. Novato Healthcare Center, but that's part of a chain, and I'm trying to remember the chain. Folks, I have actually seen in my career people put in taxi cabs and sent home from nursing homes. I can't make this up. I wish I could make it up. I can't make it up. I mean, I can't make it up, but it's true. This is a lady that sold her home, went into a nursing home, lost all of her money. I mean, she lost hundreds of thousands of dollars, spent them. No nursing homes, skilled nursing homes would take her, which is a crock, by the way. And anyhow, 101 years old, if you don't think if this happens on a fairly rate, you don't work in the same world that I work in and share information with the same people I share information with. Because it happens all the time. This whole admission versus observation thing in hospitals is ways to dump patients. From a UK newspaper, newlywed ski instructor 32 diagnosed with rare form of dementia, in youngest case of the disease doctors ever seen. Another article, man age 30 with Alzheimer's, father is given just years to live after disease killed his dad at the age of 36, and his toddler twins have a 50% chance of inheriting it. And then an article, a lengthy article from the Alzheimer's Association on early onset dementia, which is growing and no one knows why. Early onset dementia is people in their 40s and 50s. In the United States, it is estimated, now are you ready? Are you sitting down? Bob, you know, I just 200,000 people have early onset dementia. So can you imagine a 45-year-old with a wife and two kids, or a 50-year-old with a wife and two kids and a grandkid, and he's still working, and he's still bringing in money to the family, and he winds up with dementia? Well, that's exactly what has happened to 200,000 people in the United States. Early onset dementia is becoming a bigger and bigger problem. And I'm going to talk about a lot more of this in the second half hour. The reality of aging and frailty and dementia and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and MS and ALS and all the other things that cause us to wind up needing long-term care are not going away. And you're going to see that in the second half hour. Now, during the break, get to my website, assetsandaging.com. Subscribe to a membership. There's two levels, basic and premium. You pick. They're not expensive. You can do it in a few minutes. Assetsandaging.com. You can sign up for my workshop on the 1st of June. It's free. You can make sure that when this stuff starts to happen to you, the articles I just read aren't jokes, folks. Early onset Alzheimer's and dementia has been an issue for the last 5 to 8 years. If you've listened to the show, I've talked about it 10 times before today. But it's becoming more widespread, and no one knows why, and there seems to be a genetic link. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Make a difference in your life. Be prepared for and protect what you worked a lifetime for. Make sure you're prepared to take care of mom and dad or grandma and grandpa. Go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Sign up for one of the subscription services that we just started offering this week. They're fabulous. They're going to help you in ways you don't even know they're going to help you. They really, really, really are. I'm really proud of what I do. I'm glad I get to do what I do. I have helped thousands and thousands and thousands of people and saved them hundreds of millions of dollars, and I am proud of that. Don't let yourself become a victim of a system that is becoming harder and harder to understand. You have someone here, me, who can help you, and all you have to do is pick up a phone or go to my website. 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com. We have to take a little break so the station can tell you about traffic and the weather and make a little money. I'll be back here in just a couple minutes. Take a break. Go visit my website. Give me a call. We'll see you here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, just after a couple minutes. Don't go away. Be right back with more good stuff. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show. That's recorded, but it's live. I'm here alive. That's all about the issues of aging. If you get a chance, please listen to the first half of the show again. About my, as of today, brand new, on my website, membership, basic and premium memberships, where you're going to be able to get all kinds of information that no one else is going to have. No one else is going to have. Most of it produced by me. So make sure you take the time to go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Give me a call, 800-999-8007. But make a difference in your family's life. It's really kind of important. You know, as I've looked around, I've thought for years about taking on a protege, and I'm thinking I might do that. You know, as I get a little older, I need a little more help doing stuff. So if you know someone out there with some experience with a college education, who has a heart for the aging or the elderly, it'd be nice if they have some kind of professional background. Have them give me a call. And I can give them more information, and we can talk for a little bit. Again, assetsandaging.com, 800-999-8007. Got a little drink here. Mm-hmm. I have to make noise. I know it's uncouth, but I have to make noise. Otherwise, there's no noise, and it's called dead air, and lots of bad things happen. So I want to talk about something, an article that I read. And I get really good articles sometimes. I get really crummy articles sometimes. But this is a really good one. This is from someone named Kristen Jordan Seamus. The Detroit Free Press. Came out on May 4th, 2019. I think I actually printed it from a link to the USA Today. They must have picked it up. So I want to read you some of this. This is about Alzheimer's dementia. And it's not going away. And I want you to listen to this article, and I want you to listen with your heart. Your head a little bit, but mainly your heart. And as you listen, I want you to think about who in your family I'm talking about. Because I am talking about somebody in your family, and this article is about families. The title of the article is "Aging Baby Boomers Are About to Push Alzheimer's Disease Rates Sky High." They're out of control, folks. And no, there is nothing on the horizon that cures dementia. You know, in his book, Being Mortal, Dr. Atul Gawande talks about the physiological changes that go on as we age. And one of them is when we're 30 years old, our brain takes up our entire cranium. In other words, there's no space between our brain and the bone, the skull. By the time we're 80 or 85, I forget the exact age, there's a one-inch gap. You cannot escape the results of aging. You cannot. It is physiological. You can hope. You can believe it so. You can stand under a triangle. You can do whatever you want to do and hope that it's not going to happen to you. But I'm here to tell you it is going to happen to you. We are all going to become more frail. We are all going to lose brain ability. We are all going, it is going to happen to all of us. And it's happening in your family. And you either choose to make a difference or you choose to bury your head in the sand and pretend the snake's not in the room. Listen to last week's show about snakes in the room. I'm reading from the article. She had researched Alzheimer's disease and its effects on the brain for years, but it wasn't until her own mother's memory began to slip that Dr. Eva Feldman, a University of Michigan neurologist, truly grasped how devastating the disease is. In Dr. Gawande's book, he's a doctor, his wife's a doctor, his father's a doctor, his mother's a doctor. When his father starts to go south, four doctors can't figure it out. Because, it's one thing to look at it clinically. It's another thing to look at it when you're in the middle of it. Margarita Feldman was 88 when she moved in June 2017 to the memory care unit of an assisted living home in Saline. This is in Michigan, evidently. Again, I'm reading from this article. Aging baby boomers are about to push Alzheimer's disease rates sky high. Detroit Free Press, May 4th. Written by Kristen Jordan Shamus. Or it might be Shamus, but whatever. And though, although her memory loss wasn't as acute as some other residents, it's when the cruelty of the disease, how the sixth leading cause of death. Folks, Alzheimer's is fatal. It is a terminal disease. It is the sixth leading cause of death in America. And it's going to become one of the top three in the next 15 to 20 years. And the scope of America's Alzheimer's crisis became clear to her daughter. I learned more about dementia and Alzheimer's disease spending lots of hours in that memory care unit than I did as a long-standing practicing neurologist. Remember, neurologists are doctors who deal primarily with the what? The brain. And yet, that's why I say all the time, and I say this with some pride and with some arrogance, I understand. But I know how this disease actually impacts people. It's one thing to think about it theoretically, but I'm actually in the midst of the icky stuff every day. No, I'm not a doctor. No, I'm not a neurologist. No, I'm not a psychiatrist. No, I'm none of those things. I am, however, observant and intelligent. And I've observed this now for 30 years. And I can tell you, it's a you-know-what storm when it happens in your family. The people in the memory care unit, some were very violent, some were very passive, some were very young with really severe memory loss with early onset Alzheimer's. You could see the whole myriad of presentations and you could understand what an enormously difficult disease that is for the patient, but also for the families. This is such a destructive topic when it comes to families. When is this going to be important to you and your family? If not today, when? When? Here's a neurologist who didn't get it. Dr. Gawande didn't get it until it actually happened in the family. And then it was like, oh, I never knew it was like this. Well, I've known about it for 30 years. I'll guarantee you I've spent more time in nursing homes than probably most neurologists around. And other people I know who do this, who are really dedicated to it, have spent more time with people with dementia than most people on the planet. It is devastating, and it is going to wreak havoc in your family at some point in time. It is doing that now for some of you, and you are in total, complete denial. When will it become important? In this woman, in this daughter's life, it became important when it was all clinical until then. It became important when it happened to her mom and when she first walked into a memory care unit where everybody in there, all the patients, they didn't have cancer, they didn't have a heart attack, they didn't have a stroke, they didn't have whatever, they had dementia. And all of a sudden, she realized what this was like. And it is not like any disease on the face of the planet. It is not like cancer. It is not like heart disease. It is not like a stroke. It is not like anything that you can imagine until you're actually around it and you see it. And if you really want to have a thrill sometime, and I'm not going to name names of facilities, but walk in a locked facility and just observe the people in that locked facility. And if you can leave without being shaken to the core, you have no soul. I read on. In her work, but also while visiting with her mom, Feldman, this is the doctor, Feldman considered the enormity of the Alzheimer's problem. About 5.8 million Americans now have the disease. That's just Alzheimer's. That doesn't count the other 5 or 6 forms of dementia. Would you please listen to that and then listen to this? The number will climb to at least 13.8 million by 2050. I'm telling you, all of you right now who are 20 and 30 years old are going to be taking care of people who don't know what planet they lived on, and you can't see it coming, but it's coming. 10,000 people a day turn 65 in the United States. When is this going to become important to you? You can listen to any other radio or TV show you want about any subject you want, and none of them will be as important as this subject. This will wipe out Medicare. This is going to wipe out health insurance plans. This is going to change Social Security. This is going to have such an enormous impact on America. That's 138% rise, I'm reading from the article. As many as 1 in 3 people who live to be 85 in the United States will die from Alzheimer's. Not from cancer, not from heart disease, not from a stroke, not from falling off a building, not from car crashes, but from Alzheimer's. 1 in 3. We are really in an epidemic, Feldman said. No kidding. I applaud Dr. Feldman for waking up to the problem, but I have been screaming about the problem for 30 years. When will it be important to you? I'm reading. What is Alzheimer's disease? I'm reading from the article again. Alzheimer's disease, written by Kristen Jordan Sheamus. Alzheimer's disease is a form of dementia. Little is known about specifically what combination of factors causes Alzheimer's, though scientists say genetics, lifestyle, and environmental exposures most likely play into it. But we don't know. There appears to be a genetic link. Yes, we know there's something called amyloid beta builds up in the brain, forming plaques. Another protein called tau may also have an impact, but we don't know. We don't know what the initial causation of all of these are. What's the critical moment when all of this stuff starts? We don't know what causes all that. The most commonly recognized early symptoms is a memory problem. But the disease doesn't always initially present that way. Before memory loss, I'm reading from the article, it can even be what we would call an effect on your executive functioning. So it's your ability to process information, make good decisions on complicated factors, planning. One of the best examples of that is sometimes people begin to have trouble with finances. People who have always paid their bills, run the household budget, and can't all of a sudden. How many of you have somebody in your family who are getting mail back in the mail because they didn't put a postage stamp on it? Executive function, doing the normal things that we do during life. Okay, I keep reading because I'm going to get really wrapped up. It's not always easy to see the memory issues up front, and it's not always the earliest sign. But also because people that have what are called high cognitive reserves, people who have a lot of education, who maybe have done very demanding jobs in the past and really utilize their brain a lot, are sometimes very good at hiding symptoms and overcompensating. Dad's really smart. We don't think he had, well, he, but he's really, we don't think, but Dad sits in front of me. Again, I'm not a doctor, but I've been recognizing this stuff and observing it for 30 years. Dad clearly has something wrong. The family doesn't see it. A lot of times they know they're having some memory issues and some problems, but they are pretty good at making sure you don't see it. Mom, who's very smart, Dad, who's very smart, knows the kids are coming over. The kids don't see anything. Mom says Dad's having problems. The kids come over. The kids don't see anything because Dad knows he has some problems. And Dad knows the kids are coming over. So Dad compensates and makes sure that none of that happens. He puts himself in positions. You don't think that this happens, folks? It happens all the time. I read on from the article. As the disease progresses, there can be confusion about time and place, difficulty speaking and writing, poor judgment, changes in mood and personality, aggression and agitation, and being unable to recognize loved ones. Eventually, people lose the ability to speak, walk, sit, and swallow. It is a devastating disease. The average person with Alzheimer's disease, I'm reading, will live 4 to 8 years after, listen to this, after diagnosis, not onset, diagnosis. So if an 80-year-old woman has a life expectancy of just under 10 years, and she has early on, how long could she live not knowing what planet she lives on? A long time. What could that cost? A lot of money. A lot of money. And about 40% of the time that the person has with Alzheimer's, the person will be in the most severe form of the disease, which requires round-the-clock care. And where are we going to take care of that person? We're going to take care of them at home. We're going to take care of them at home. We are? Yeah, because Grandma wants to live at home. Grandma doesn't know what planet she lives on, but Grandma wants to stay home. Mom wants to stay home. Dad wants to stay home. I had somebody talk to me the other day. They know somebody with dementia, and the person taking care of them, which is a spouse, when they go on errands, just locks the person with dementia in the house so they don't get out. How good an idea is that? How good an idea is that? I talked to somebody else. There's somebody with dementia in the house, and they're being taken care of by an alcoholic spouse because that person wants to live at home. And the children don't want to get involved. And I can't believe it. So, if you take care of a person who's going to live 8 years after diagnosis, and for 3 or 4 of those years, they're not even going to know what planet they're living on, what's your plan? What's your plan? The intensity of care, I'm reading from the article. This is a great article. The intensity of care that people need when the disease has progressed that far is often beyond their loved ones, what their loved ones can handle. Plus, families quickly see how expensive long-term care can be. Caring for people with Alzheimer's costs $290 billion this year alone. By 2050, the cost will be $1.1 trillion. It's the most, listen to this, it's the most expensive disease in America, with care costing more than cancer and heart disease. This will bankrupt Medicare at some point. I don't know what this... this is such a good article, I could just read it word for word. Yeah, there's some other stuff in it that's not that important. But I saw whole families fall apart in that memory care unit, the doctor said. I saw other families come close together. I think most families take care of their loved one absolutely as long as they can because you see the essential spirit and essence of the person. But they're missing that one piece, the memory. It is the loss, really, of the person that you know right in front of your eyes. And to see what that does to wives and husbands and families was eye-opening. It is cruel, and it is very, very difficult as the primary family member to lose the person you know. It's a cruel, cruel, cruel disease, loss of memory, dementia. It is crueler than anything I know. Alzheimer's has been called the long goodbye by someone. I don't know. I can't tell you who it was, and I can't tell you when it was, and I can't tell you any of that stuff. I can only tell you that it's been called the long goodbye. So when will this be important to you? When will it be important enough to go to my website and get a hold of me? When will it be important enough to make a phone call and get to a workshop or get in for an appointment? When will it be important enough to go to my website and sign up for one of the member services so you can always be involved? One of the things that the member service offers is an annual consultation so that you can come in and see me and sit down for a few minutes and talk about, you know, how everything's going and are there any changes and what's different and how's everybody doing? Lots of information from how to hold a family conference to videos. When's it going to become important enough for you to stop pretending that this isn't happening in your family or does not have the ability or the possibility of happening in your family in a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years? That 50-year-old man that you're looking at right now, you're 25 and your 50-year-old pops is doing pretty good. But in 20 years, you're going to be taking care of him. Are you ready for that? You're 62 years old. Your mom's 85 years old. You're getting older. You're getting ready to retire. Are you prepared to take care of your 85-year-old mother for the next 7 or 8 or 9 years while she doesn't know who you are and she can't walk very well and she doesn't have bodily function control? And she doesn't know who you are. The reality of this cruel disease is, I want to say real, but that's yes, it's real. Right now, it's the number 6 killer. And by 2050, it is expected to be 1 out of 3 people will die from Alzheimer's. When will this be important to you? I don't know the answer. I hope it's soon. I'm going to keep preaching as long as I can. You know, there's an old saying, I'm going to keep preaching as God willing and the creek don't rise. So I'm going to keep doing this as long as I can do it. But the day is going to come when I'm not going to be here. And you're not going to have somebody screaming in your ear that this is important. So my suggestion is deal with it today. You have a chance to make a difference. You have a chance to deal with it today. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or you can go to my website. Write it down because you're supposed to have a pencil and paper. Assets, ASSETS, and AND, aging, AGING. Assetsandaging.com. You can go there, get information, sign up for a membership, sign up for a workshop, get a hold of me, send me an email, and decide that it's now time. When is it important? When is it going to be important to you? Hopefully today. That someone in your family is going to take the bold step of beginning to do the things that are necessary to make sure that this doesn't happen to you. 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com. Thanks for listening to this show. Yes, I know sometimes I'm harsh. Yes, I know sometimes I'm preachy. Just so you know, I have no intention of changing that. Because I think what we do here and what I do here and what people who've been on my show do here and the other people I know who do this, it's important to them. We like what we do. We're doing something important. Yes, it's how I make my living. But at the end of the day, families have protected a lifetime's work. Families understand the dynamic of what's going on. And if I don't have the resources, I know people that do. Thank you again so much for being here for 20 years on KFBK. Again, my plan is that, you know, this show will probably wrap up at some point in the future. So take the opportunity now to make a difference in your family's life. 800-999-8007. Get to a workshop. Get in to see me. Sign up for a membership on my website, assetsandaging.com. Again, thanks so much for joining me. I'll be here next week. Again, God willing, the creek don't rise. My Wednesday live podcast at noon, my upcoming workshops, and my website, assetsandaging.com. Assets and Aging, affording the future. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you here next week. Bye-bye.